家好，这里是香蕉热辣谈晚间访谈节目。今晚你是否寂寞难耐？今晚你是否枕旁无人？不妨关注我们的微信公众号 Banana Hot Talk， 不要大写，不要空格，我们与你共度良宵。 We want your banana。
I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Winnie.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Tanky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is...
Hello everyone, welcome to Banana Newsline. I'm Doremi.
And this is Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hi Doremi, you know our President Xi just finished his diplomacy trip and came back from Fiji Island on Sunday.
Fiji Island? Where is it?
You studied science in high school, didn't you?
Well, I totally admit my deficiency in geo, alright?
Okay, now it's teacher Kitty time.Fiji is an island country in Pacific.
Well, thank you so much for your generosity.
You're welcome. President Xi visited 3 countries, 7 cities, and attended 18 multilateral activities, making a grand final for this year's diplomacy.
It seems Xi is sailing with the wind. On the contrary, Obama is having a really tough time.
Why do you make this conclusion?
Well, Republicans have condemned his use of executive powers on the issue he's working on.
What issue?
Now it's my time to let you know. Obama is pressing for further immigration reform, and the current move means that more than 4 million immigrants will be allowed to apply for work.
So, what's the problem? I think letting people get jobs is always a good thing.
It's tricky in this situation. Republicans say it will encourage more people to arrive illegally. Different countries have different politics.
Darling, what is politics actually? I mean, I've learned politics for 7 years, but I never really thought about it seriously.
Well, I googled it before. It says it was a kind of activities which using public power to influence decisions that affect country or a society.
Activities?I think politics also involves disputes.
Wow, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Like you've just said, the Republicans argued the way Obama solved the unemployment and immigration. They say different versions of the policy.
Yeah, I got it. It's like a balance. British statesmen also played a similar role. They come out the best solution through debate. They even got into fights in the parliament.
That's exactly what I mean.It's a pity you didn't choose art.
Banana, now can talk. Yay, story time!
Please tell us your name and your nationality.
My name is Anders and I'm from Denmark.
My name is Mohammed Bilal Khan and I come from Pakistan.
Can you tell us something about the election system in your country?
Yes, I know both the president and the mayor election. It's like the English version. The term for our president in Denmark is 4 years.
In my country? Yeah, it's, we have a democratic system in our country, Pakistan. And we have a five year, the president has a 5 year term for his own government. And he's elected for 5 years and he worked for the betterment of our country for 5 years.
Do you care a lot about political issues? Are you interested in it?
I do at some points, but not that much. I know what's going on because I'm a journalist, but I'm not the political active myself.
Yes, in our country now, because we have, the media is very free and we have a lot of private news channels which were being introduced by our former ex-president. whose name was Musharraf. So now we have around more than 200 private news channels in our country. So the people of our country, they are really much focused on the political situation and all the political things which are happening in our country. And since because our country's geographical location is very important, so like because on the one side we have borders with Afghanistan where there has been war going on, on the other side we have India, and on the other side we also have border with China, which is a very good country, which is a very we have good friendship with China. So the people in our country, they have a good idea, and they are always looking into the political situations and what's happening inside the country. And also we have a lot of political parties in our country. It's not just like one or two political parties which we have in our country. We have a lot of political parties, and so that's why people in our country, they have a close eye on the politics.
Do you know how long is the term for our president in China?
5 years. They usually re-elect, and so it's actually 10 years.
What is your opinion towards Chinese political system?
It's become more and more open than before. For now, I think it's just not enough. It needs to be improved. Because as you can see, the international media, they say, like CNN, they say China don't have human rights, but it's wrong, it's totally wrong. You just need to improve, it's not enough. I think it's gonna be better.
This is FM 89.3 CUC Radio English, and we are
Banana Hot Talk.
I'm Michael, your anchorman today.
And I'm Alicia, your anchor. Wait a second, is this show called Banana Hot Talk? Why are you an anchorman?
Shut up, just listen.
The Chinese government is consulting the public on a draft of a national law on family violence for the first time. The draft gives social organizations and individuals the right to supervise physical and psychological abuse within the victim's family, funds to combat it.
Hey, I said listen, why are you playing with your cell phone?
Cause your news suck. Do you want to know some real news? A fancy new club just opened in Sanlitun, and you got free drinks for tonight. Also, music? Check. Huge dancing pool? Check. AKA, let the party start!
Excuse me, we're in the middle of the show. Can you be serious about it and say something that normal people would want to listen to?
Oh, exactly. Tell me why normal people would like to listen to political news.
Well, I'm not the expertise, and that's the reason why I invite one of my best friends here. So, say hello to everyone, Vincent.
Hello everyone, I am Vincent from Weekly Focus.
So, actually, I invite one of my friends too, Lini.
Hi everyone, I'm Lini.
So, welcome to our show, Vincent and Lini. Vincent, since you're the expertise, please tell me why we should follow the boring news and pretend to care about politics. I mean, we're young and wild. We're supposed to go out and have fun, not sitting here, reading news and being a nerd. No offense.
Well, from my perspective, I don't think that's contradictory, because you can also be a nerd and also be a social master. I remember I shared something on my WeChat moment like 2 days before. It is something that that tells people some of the Hollywood stars are not only beautiful and handsome, but also they have achieved great academic achievements. Some of them even have some doctorate degree at Harvard University. So that's why I'm saying you can also be a nerd and also be a social master, or, you know, enjoy your life. It's my stereo. One day I'll stand with a crown on my head like a god, yeah, like a god. I think it's like, you don't have to follow any kind of news if you don't like, because if you open any kind of mainstream media, there will be lots of sectors, politics, education, sports, culture, and something, and entertainment, of course. So I think why there still are some people caring about political news is because they need to know the information about it. Just like people need to know something about entertainment, something about sport. Some of them are obsessed with powers. For example, if someone wants to be a major, be a president, then they need to know the information about politics.
So, Lini, why don't you share with us your opinions?
Okay, actually I really agree with Vincent, and I think I really hate those people who talk about politics but the only thing they want to do is to show off. I mean,
yeah,
some of my friends usually talks about politics like, oh, I think Obama just does anything wrong, and I don't like this policy, and I think it's silly. But if you want to ask him more about the policy, and he will say, oh, I don't know. I think these kind of people are just hypocrites and just want to show that they are knowledgeable and they are admirable. And I don't think that kind of talking about politics is good. But I do think those who really want to be professional and to know about the world, and they talk about politics with others to gain more knowledge, that's a good thing. So I think we talk about politics will be good only when we really care about it, but if we want to show off, it's not a really good thing.
Yeah, exactly. What you said just now kind of reminds me of what we talked about last week, the green tape bitch.
Yeah.
And I think what you said, this kind of person is granted bitch for guys.
Oh, just
kind of like that.
Just like for girls, we just care about something like entertainment news and just like what exactly Lady Gaga wearing today, and maybe Taylor Swift would find another boyfriend like this, because we don't really get interested in political news, right? Yeah.
What Lily just said kind of inspired me, because there's another kind of situation that people won't care about politics. For example, the Obamacare. That really has that really has everything to do to any US citizens. So when politics news has something to do with ordinary people's life, we would pay attention to that. And I have another example for Chinese people. We all know that during APEC summits, after that, Australia, the United States, England, and so many countries give us free votes on our visas, so that we can benefit a lot from that. And that point, I believe most of Chinese want to study abroad or go abroad or just doing business abroad will care about this kind of political news.
I remember these days, because nobody cares about what APEC has said on the meeting, but suddenly all the things on the WeChat moments, they are talking about the visa and everything on APEC, and that is, for me,
fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's good to know something around us, what exactly happening, then we can make good decision to arrange our life.
I think politics are not usually the the biggest thing around the world. I mean, what's something about the world, but war. But it's actually some tiny things, and those things can affect our daily life.
Yeah, and I know you guys have some interesting points about politics.
I came up something.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in senior high school, every week I would buy a magazine called
Vista.
Vista. There are some pictures in this magazine which has something to do with political affairs. But however, the content is not about the leaders lining up in a hall after the conference, but something interesting between the male president and female statesmen. For example, the German chancellor has some, you know, intimate
relation.
Yeah, relation with Obama. Also, this year's APEC summit. I remember there is a series of photos showing that our First Lady Peng Liyuan is waving hands in front of the camera. However, our President Xi Jinping is just absent-minded. But Peng Liyuan just turned her head to President Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping instantly know her message and started to waving hands to the cameras. So
she's so cute.
Yeah, the British media title like this: we finally know who runs China. That's an interesting point of the political things. You can see the political in a totally different way. It can be fun. What about your story, Winnie?
I think Vincent's story about Peng Liyuan reminds me of the connection of fashion and politics. I heard about Peng Liyuan's
fashion style, right?
Yeah, fashion style, her hairstyle, and the phones she is using now. If she's going out and to do some diplomatic visit, she'll use some phone made in China. And I think it's kind of political ways to show that China...
Propaganda.
China is very good. And I think those tiny things are all part of politics.
Yeah, that reminds me one kind of saying, just behind a great man, there will always be a good woman.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, this is how exactly you see your news. It's not always about some leaders having a meeting, and the higher meetings is irrelevant with our life, but if you see some sparkling points, like Miss Peng Liyuan's dressing style, you can see politics is an interesting story, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, today we got a special guest, you know? A very, very
charming guy.
Yeah.
It is Daniel Wu.
Hello, everyone. I'm Daniel Wu. As a kid, I hated political talk. It was boring, and I felt that politics had nothing to do with it. Even as a teenager and college student, I didn't care that much either. But when Bush took office and started to do the terrible things that he is now known for, I started to become angry. When as an American living outside of America, I started to see people from around the world changing their attitudes towards Americans and begin to hate Americans, I really began to worry. I remember telling a taxi driver in Cairo, Egypt, that I was from Hong Kong, because I was afraid to admit that I was an American. After hearing him telling me how much he hated stupid, arrogant Americans, and that they deserved what the terrorists are going to do with them, I started to realize that it was politics, and bad politics, that got us here. When things are going well around the world, or in your country, or in your neighborhood, then politics don't seem to matter that much. But when things started to get really bad, like they are now, then politics are really important. When you do have the power to choose a government, it is probably the most important thing you can do for your own country, for your community, and for yourself.
From Daniel Wu's story, we can conclude that politics is closely connected to everybody. Sometimes we cannot just find it out because things are going well around us, but if anything bad happens, you'll find politics are playing an important role in these things happening around you. So why don't we talk about politics in our daily life? We can care about the things happening around us and just get to know more about the world. So I think that's a reason of caring about politics and talking about politics all the time.
Yeah, I think when the turning point occurs, we will show our interest in politics. Like when we are young, very little kids, we only knew cartoon for our favorite shows and something like that. And when my father insisted watching like 新闻联播 or something like reading newspaper, I would say, that's so boring, I want to go out and have fun, something like that. But at this point, when I'm 19 years old, right now, I suddenly feel like if I don't know the politics, I don't know what happened around the world, I feel I'm like shallow or something, because I can't keep with the world.
Because you're too young when you at 6 or 9.
Yeah.
Even though you're interested in politics, but actually at your age, you cannot do anything.
I think you do too. You can't understand it right now.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because you love partying, right? Mm,
so every action matters.
Yeah,
I think it really has something to do with the age. Because when you are like starting primary school, your whole world is just maybe your school, your family, and away from your home to your school.
Yeah.
That's your whole world. But after your graduation from senior high school, turn a college student, your world suddenly expands to the whole world. That's why I think age has something to do with your interest in politics.
So are you saying that the more we know about the world, the more we understand what's happening around us, the more responsibility we have to do something or just take measures to change the condition around us? Are you saying that?
Well, actually no, because my point is the world in your mind has some connection with your age, because as you grow older, you feel that your world is bigger and expand to a wider range. It's not about responsibility or you want to change the world, but you want to get involved in a bigger world, not just your school, not just your home, but your community, your society, and the culture.
Yeah. It's like when you grow older, you find everything matters. It's not just only about you, about your little world. Every action counts, so you need to know what's going on with the world.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago, I saw some grandpas standing in a garden, and they're just talking about something so happily. So at that time, I was just so curious about what exactly they're talking about, because they look like gossiping, like some grandmas. And so I just moved close to them, because I want to catch up some words. And know what exactly they're talking about. So I heard some words like Obama, Xi Jinping, like this, and they're talking about something of such high level. But actually, I thought maybe they're talking about something like gossip, because I just use my way to think about what they're thinking. And people like them are very old age. So, actually, they experience a lot of things, and they are interested in political things because they are really caring about our country.
Yeah.
Because they love our country, so they just care about them.
Another thing about aging, because you grow old and you don't have the energy to go out and have fun, so you stay. So you probably stay at home and watch television news. So that's the reason why you care about the politics, I think. We always consider political news being boring and serious. So why don't you guys share with us some interesting political news
connected to our daily life that the subtitle group website like 人人影视 and 社首网 has been shut down by the Chinese government because of the copyright.
Oh, that's too bad. Who can help me to translate all of the TV series?
You can, yourself.
Yes, maybe I can improve my listening skills by watching them without subtitle.
It's a good chance to improve your listening ability.
But what about Spanish TV series? German TV series?
That's
Japanese.
Oh my god.
Korean like Running Man, right?
Yeah, that's really a big problem. Oh my god, I don't know what to do. Actually, that's a political problem, right? Because in China, there is no such kind of policy about
subtitle groups.
Yeah.
And there's no document about it.
So there's no certain laws about the copyright from the subtitle groups. There is a certain law concerning the copyright, but Chinese government never take it very seriously. But recently, they played it very hard. Like, there's websites shutting down, and we cannot see the TV series from America or Japanese or something for free. I think it's a turning point, because in other countries, everything you watch is not for free. You have to pay for them. But in China, we Chinese people are so used to having them for free. But recently, Chinese government... Some people blame Chinese government for doing this, but I think it's a kind of good thing, because eventually, we have to pay for whatever we want to watch or listen. So I think it's a kind of good thing. It's very hard for us to accept this policy right now, but years later, when next generation, like our kids, when they want to watch some TV series overseas, they will know they have to pay for it. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, we have to form the habits of respecting knowledge. Because, you know, we can download music for free, we can watch television series for free, we can reprint some masterpieces which writers have devoted quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just in our mind or deep down our culture, we don't have the habit to respect knowledge. And I think this policy, if the Chinese government conducted in the right way, will eventually result in changing this kind of habit. And musicians, writers, and directors, and maybe movie makers,
yeah,
and maybe us would benefit from it.
And I think it's not only about the film industry, there's something also like the app store in iPhone. We so used to a thing called Prison Break, and it's very popular in China, but in other countries we have to pay for every app in our phone. But I'm gradually changed. I pay for every app that I download, and I think it's a good sign. Yeah, I do.
Me too.
Yay! Two persons in the house.
Wow. I should change. Now I'm a good person. I'm gonna insist my principle, so I won't do that. Because I don't know how to do that. After we talked a lot today, and I really realized that politics can have so much fun and so much charming parts that I've never known before. I'm feeling like going back and following up what's going on with the world.
Seriously?
Yeah. I just feel like I'm so great right now. I know a lot of things around me. That's cool.
Alright, and that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk. Stick around for our banana call-in. If you have anything you want to share with us, please follow us on WeChat by typing banana hot talk. No space, no capital words. Leave a message and maybe you will be the next person on Banana Hot Talk.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Banana Call-In. I'm your new friend and also your nanshen, Edward. Now let's see who's gonna be our this week's Mr. or Mrs. Problem. Hello there.
Hi, I'm a postgraduate student in CUC.
Okay, welcome. Well, I guess since you're here, there's gotta be something bothering you. Hey, are you having a problem not knowing how to spend your money? Because I would love to help you out with that.
Well, Like I said, I'm a postgraduate student. I'm 25 years old, but still no boyfriend.
Uh-huh. So, what about that? You're only 25.
It's not that I'm only 25. It's supposed to be I'm already 25. I mean, my classmates are all about to get married, and I can't even find a boyfriend. My parents are all like cats on heartbreaks, and I'm starting to get really worried too. Oh, this is driving me crazy.
Well, have you ever happened to think about the reasons? Like, this may be a little rude, but how's your appearance, for example? Because, you know, if you, like, have body hair for 2 inches all over and nostrils flipping inside out with giant black hairy moles covering your face, then I'm sorry, I probably can't help you out.
Well, I major in broadcasting and hosting, so I guess it's not that bad.
Whoa! Okay, so what about your character?
I suppose it's okay. I mean, I have a lot of really good friends, and I consider myself pretty kind.
Okay. And your standards of choosing a boyfriend?
I don't think I have really high standards. I just hope there's a normal guy who's willing to love me. But you know what? The guys who I actually think are pretty nice and cute, they have neither a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Well, I'm not surprised. So, you know what? I'm single too.
And so?
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe, you and I,
I did mention he has to be a normal guy, didn't I?
What? Okay, so now I need a few seconds to comfort myself.
Watch me do my thing, lost into my singing, heart like New Orleans, cars be cool and jeans.
Okay, back to our topic. So then what do you think maybe the causes to this situation, you know, not having a boyfriend?
I don't know. I guess it's just maybe that sometimes I get nervous and tipsy and shy. And I remember the time when I emptied my shopping cart last Double 11. I became 100% pauper. Well, that was a really sentimental day for a single dog like me.
You know too much. Well, honest speaking, I think most of us boys don't care that much about girls, you know, family, financial situations. And some of us, me for example, might even prefer a girl who's not that rich. Anyway, you don't have to worry too much about that. But you have to try to have more confidence in yourself. Be brave to show your charm to the guys and let them know what a great person you are. And you should probably know that in CUC there's really not that much boys out there, you know, especially the ones that are looking for girls, right? So you just have to have a little patience. I'm sure time is going to bring your Mr. Bright to you.
Okay, thank you, Edward. I guess you're right. I'll try to get over my shyness towards boys and try to be more patient. Well, I guess that's it then. Thanks again.
Oh, wait. Before you hang up, are you sure you don't want to think over the, you and I thing again?
Bye-bye.
Oh, poor Edward. Dear listeners, please promise you won't leave me. Okay, so this is going to be the end of today's Banana Call-In, but I'll see you next week on Banana Hot Talk.
Stay with us on FM 89.3.
Tomorrow, our brand new show, Highlight Sports, will bring you the only best.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。